That Station 95.7 and streaming online at thatstation.net. Good morning, Sean McHugh, music curator with a special guest in studio. I'm extremely excited to be sitting down and hanging out with a Grammy award-winning singer, songwriter, musician, and North Carolina native.
That's right.
So excited to have you in studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Jim Lauderdale in studio. Some of you may have seen Jim more recently at Merlefest.
Boy, that was a great one. That really was a great Merlefest. And I bet there are several folks from here in this area that were there. And it's just, man, there's some great music and so much of it. It's impossible to catch everything.
It really is. I believe 13 stages.
So there are a lot of them. That seemed like so many, but then I was starting to count up and that they're...
And Jim, you're no stranger to Merlefest.
I've been doing it now, I believe, 22 years.
That's all.
The first time I went, I'd been hearing about it and trying to get on it. And I had Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys do a song at the end of a country record I did called Whisper was the name of the album. And I wanted to end the record. I figured, hey, this might be my last major label country album, and I want to do what I want to. And so I told the label, I said, I want to end with Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, kind of going back to my roots.
Sure.
And I said, sure. So Ralph and I were doing this TV show, Ricky Skaggs, live at the Ryman. And so I approached Ralph about it, and he agreed. So we recorded that, and then he did this record called Clinch Mountain Country, and I did a song.
Uh-huh.
And so I started sitting in with him. So they told me they were going to be at Merlefest, and I said, I'm coming. So they put my name on the list and everything. And I had just gotten back from Europe. I was opening up for this rock guy named Nick Lowe, who's one of my rock heroes.
Yes.
And so I got to Merlefest, and I was all jet lagged, and I got to the backstage, the main stage there, and went to the dressing room. And Ralph's guitar player, when I opened the door, he said, good, he's here. Listen, you got to go on. Two is sick, and two is Ralph's son.
Sure.
Who would sing the lead. And so I was, part of me was elated, and the other part of me was kind of terrified.
I was going to say, so, nervous is an understatement,
yes.
Huh?
And so I did a couple of sets with him, and then we ended up doing a few records. But then I started going, they asked me back the next year and had me be the chairperson for this Chris Austin songwriting contest.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that all these years, and that is really inspiring to have these songwriters of country, bluegrass, general, and gospel categories to hear these folks just really writing and singing with their hearts. And it's getting better and better and better and better, the quality of these songs. I mean, there's so many people that entered were so good, and they did not, because of it's all up to the taste of the judges,
right?
You know, but they didn't get in there. But it is one a real highlight of the year for me. But and Merlefest is such a big thing for me to do. It just really means a lot.
You mentioned your roots and being from, it's Troutman, North Carolina, just
Troutman,
north of Charlotte.
Yes, I was born in Statesville, and that was the nearest hospital, right next to Troutman. And lived there. My dad was a preacher at the New Perth ARP Church. And then we moved to Charlotte when I was 5. And from there, we moved to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And after I was there about 3 years, I was really into playing the banjo. I started playing it. And I just was restless in school, and I wanted to quit. And I was, in the summertime, I was working at this place called the Flat Rock Playhouse.
Okay.
And I was working in the snack bar and the assistant maintenance man. And I happened to find this out about this school in Chapel Hill, Durham area called the Carolina Friends School.
Mm-hmm.
So my folks letting me go up there for, and I finished high school and then went to the North Carolina School of the Arts for college.
That's Winston Salem?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And that's a great school. It really is good. So, so I spent my youth, most of it here in North Carolina. Ah, youth.
Yeah.
It's wasted on the young.
There's possible songwriting material right there.
There may be.
Jim Lauderdale joining me in studio this morning. It is a pleasure to have you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sean.
I saw you brought not just one, but a few guitars.
Yes.
Looking forward to maybe hearing some music here in just a bit.
Yeah.
And you currently live in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you're not on the road or playing
yes.
shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there about 25 years.
Okay.
And I went from North Carolina up to Nashville for about 5 months, New York for a few years, New York City, and then ended up in Los Angeles. And that's where I'd been doing kind of leaning more towards country, traditional style country, and then started going to Nashville more and more and mm-hmm. ended up just moving there.
And you mentioned collaborations, and, mm-hmm. and Merlefest is a big festival of full of collaborations
yes.
and sit-ins throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
And you dropped a few names, but what are some of your most memorable and favorite tie-ins and sit-ins over the years with different artists and acts, whether it's studio sessions or live?
Well, I mentioned Ralph Stanley. That was really, really major for me.
Yeah.
And then on the first record, starting then, I reached out through a friend of mine named Rob Bleetstein. I said, how do I get a hold of Robert Hunter, the lyricist for
The Grateful Dead? Absolutely.
So he connected us, and Robert sent some lyrics, and I sent him a melody back. He lives out in California, and he liked it, and sent another one, and then Ralph Stanley liked him enough for us to record him. And then he came to Nashville for a while, and we wrote about 33 songs. He came for a few months. And then, then I, a few years later, I made a record out of, boiled them down and made a record called Headed for the Hills, mm-hmm. an acoustic record mostly. And then I went out to California a few years later, and we started writing again. So we've got about 6 albums ranging from rock, country rock, bluegrass, and blues rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then Buddy Miller is a fella that I met up in New York, and he was living in L.A. when I was out there and lives in Nashville now, too. And I really enjoy whenever I get a chance to sing with Buddy or write with him or play with him. He's just such a wonderful guy and really super talented artist. And I was mentioning Nick Lowe, and we wrote a song together when I was out touring with him, and I recorded it. And then I did a record in England using his band, and that record's called London Southern.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis Costello is a guy that I got to write with and sing harmonies on a couple of albums and then tour for a couple of years in this acoustic band. And that started at Merlefest. I would see Elvis. I think I saw him at the Newport Folk Festival, and I just said, well, hey, listen, here's some of my stuff. And I gave him about 3 CDs. And then when he played the Grand Ole Opry for his first time, I was playing there, and I gave him another few CDs.
Wow.
And then I got this call from him, and he said he was going to be playing at Merlefest and was wondering if I would mind singing harmonies with him. So I said, okay.
I have to.
Yes. And so that led to
yeah.
this collaboration stuff. And then Donna the Buffalo.
Yes.
Is, I had met them at the Newport Folk Festival and hadn't heard them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then heard them at Merlefest, and I sat in with them, and then started sitting in with them at some other festivals. And then I started slowly writing some stuff. And so we did an album together, and any chance I can, I sit in or have them back me up.
And I know our listeners are familiar with Wait Till Spring.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And they hear that here on that station.
Good.
And some of the other songs that you guys have done together. Don of the Buffalo, also friends of the station.
Yeah.
Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival, another
yes.
big one that they are, I believe, founders of.
Yeah, and they and are. Yeah.
Put on a great festival every spring and fall.
Yes.
And not only have you collaborated with so many, but a lot of artists and groups have covered your stuff.
That started, I guess, Vince Gill, and there was a country artist named Jan Brown.
Mm-hmm.
She cut my song first, and then Vince, and then George Strait did a couple for this movie called Pure Country. And then he and Patti Loveless and a bunch of folks, John Mayall, Solomon Burke. Dixie Chicks, Old Crow Medicine Show. And as a matter of fact, George Strait did a song on his brand new album that I wrote. And he's cut about 15, but it had been about 7 years. So I'm really glad he did another one.
Got to be such so humbling. And
it is. It really
an honor.
Is. Yeah.
Well, Jim Lauderdale joining me in studio this morning. Jim, over 30 albums released throughout your career, and it doesn't look like you're going to slow down anytime soon.
No, I'm working on another one. I've been doing some bluegrass recording again and been doing it up in Asheville. And I had wanted to do that for a long time, and this is the year of music in North Carolina.
Yes.
And also my record label is here, Yep Rock Records. They're over in Hillsboro.
They certainly are.
And so it's really, really great to be with those guys. And so several years ago, I wrote a song with the rock artist John Oates from
mm-hmm.
Hall and Oates.
Yep.
And it's called When Carolina Comes Home Again. And John kind of heard it as a folky type song. And but I wanted to do a bluegrass version of it. So that I did that. And there's a songwriter that lives in Charlotte named Cy Kahn. And we wrote a song called Kakalaki, and which is a nickname for Carolina.
Sure.
And so anyway, so those were the first two, and then I just went from there, and I wanted to use North Carolina musicians on it and record it in North Carolina.
So truly a Old North State process from everything from the musicians to the recording studio to really everything
yes.
that goes into it. That's phenomenal. And
the Yep Rock Records release that is out today from Jim Lauderdale is called From Another World.
Yeah, and that is kind of a continuing on the thread from my last record called Time Flies. I used a bunch of the same guys on there. The fella playing most of the lead guitar is the bass player for Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives.
Yes.
And his name's Chris Scruggs. He's Earl Scruggs' grandson.
Wow.
Back, there is that North Carolina
tie-in
again.
Yep.
And Chris, when you go, and I think, by the way, Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives is about the best country band out there, and one of the best bands, period.
Yes.
You know, out there.
Absolutely. I was fortunate enough to see them within the last, I guess, year now.
Great.
They were with touring with the Byrds.
Oh yeah.
And I want to say backing band, but it was as the band.
Were
and
they here?
Yes, they were in
oh,
Durham,
awesome.
And it was phenomenal.
That's great.
Yeah, it was just next level stuff.
I really wanted to see that. I'm so glad you got to.
Yeah.
I bet that was magical. But Chris Scruggs, the bass player, is a phenomenal guitar player. And on Time Flies, he was doing some pretty rocking stuff on
mm-hmm.
there. You know, when I first saw him play, I thought, well, he's kind of the, you know, the 50s, early 60s kind of country stuff. And that's his forte, but
sure.
he's much more diverse than that. And so anyway, the From Another World, and I co-wrote a lot of those songs with some different folks from that live in Nashville
mm-hmm.
and Louisiana and even a couple of British songwriters on a tune. And there's a song called Graceland Horses, and this fellow named Mark Nevin, when I was over in England, he said, well, here's a title I've been saving for 25 years.
Wow.
So when I went over to Graceland 25 years ago, I saw these horses that were out, and so Elvis had horses, and so I've always wanted to write a song called The Graceland Horses. So that's how that came about.
And that's one of the 12 tracks on the album.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Available today, out now, June 21st. We've been playing the first single, and of course it is not only in stores, but available online on Yep Rock Records.
You'll be able to find it in the That Station section at School Kids Records.
And when I was in high school at Carolina Friends School, I'd go to School Kids down there in Chapel Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, they have the location in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And we are inside the School Kids Records Studio J, Sean McHugh, with Jim Lauderdale. And Jim, we're talking about the new album. Do you mind playing?
Yeah. Let me do a few things off of that.
From Another World, available on Yep Rock Records, Jim Lauderdale inside Studio J. What are you going to play first off of the record?
I'm going to do a song called The Secrets of the Pyramids.
The secrets of the pyramids are lost to history. Buried beneath the sands of time, beyond memory. Winding through the rooms of your heart, searching for treasures unseen. Behind the walls of your ancient art lives a mystery. You keep me looking, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna walk into your mind. Where we're going, which way it's flowing. Hope you don't leave me behind. The secrets of the pyramids are lost to history. I need the answers that you hold. Hold me in your truth. You keep me looking, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna walk into your mind. See where we're going, which way it's flowing. Hope you don't leave me
Secrets of the Pyramids by Jim Lauderdale, live from Studio J. Good morning, Sean McHugh, music curator in Studio J with Jim Lauderdale. Jim, once again, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Sean, thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you, and really looking forward to the, is it the 32nd album?
Well, this will be the 33rd, actually. When I got out of college at North Carolina School of the Arts, when I did go to Nashville for 5 months, and towards the end of that time, I thought, you know, I'm not making it here in Nashville. It's just not happening. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting in a lot with this bluegrass hero of mine. That's one of the reasons why I went to Nashville. I just wanted to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so nice, he'd let me sit in with him. And that really helped so much in so many ways.
Oh, sure.
And so he eventually said, let's do a record together. So we did, and we recorded it in Earl Scruggs' basement. His son had a studio. And we were talking about Marty Stewart, and he actually played lead acoustic on a few songs. So okay. I thought I had made it, but I still knew I wasn't going to be able to cut it in Nashville. So I moved to New York, and then I sent that record out, and I didn't get any bites. Everybody said, you know, the record company said, hey, we like it, but you're not on the circuit. You're an unknown. Stay in touch, you know. So I got really discouraged and just kind of set it aside. And then years later, when I started getting record deals, I contacted Roland and I said, I bet somebody will put that out now. But we both realized that we had lost the masters. We didn't know. We thought the other one had it. But then Roland's wife found a copy. And so Yep Rock, I didn't know when, though, it could come out. And Yep Rock thought, well, hey, let's put it out on the same day as we put out Time Flies. So it was my 32nd record,
okay.
And it would have been my first. So now From Another World will be the 33rd.
Amazing. And a storied career, Grammys under your belt, so many awards, Lifetime Achievement Awards, just so many accolades, and truly a pleasure to have you,
thank you,
inside the School Kids Records studio, Jay.
From Another World, the new album from Jim Lauderdale, is available today. It is out now on Yep Rock Records. And of course, you can find it in the That Station section inside School Kids Records locations in Raleigh and Chapel Hill. And of course, schoolkidsrecords.com.
Jim, you mentioned the songwriting process and songs that, you know, you had written many years ago, mm-hmm. and that were intended for an earlier release but appear,
yes,
so many years in records later.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your go-to inspirational, is there anything that you do or enjoy doing to get into that creative process or mindset, so to speak, to write?
Well, I think that when I kind of put a self-imposed deadline on myself, because usually the record companies aren't saying, we need another one. Come on, what's going on?
Right.
It's me that has something. And then they're going, hey, wait a minute.
Sure.
But it helps me to kind of have the structure of knowing that I need to go in and, you know, have, mm-hmm. these songs, kind of apply the pressure on myself.
Sure.
And it used to, I mean, it's still kind of nerve-wracking, and it's my fault, but I'm starting to learn how to relax more in that process so I don't drive myself and everybody else crazy,
right.
when I'm doing it. It's kind of scary, though, for me, because every record, you know, those musicians, I go ahead and book them and book the studio time, and then especially if I have nothing, you know, in the days or
leading up
time,
to, yeah.
leading up, but it usually works out. And I say usually, no, most of the time it does.
Yeah.
And, but that helps me. And then when I know that's coming, and then it's just kind of these ideas start coming to me more, but also throughout the year, I'll get ideas for different types of songs.
Sure. And then before you know it, you know, you've realized that you've been sitting on a few,
yes.
you know, several tunes that sort of then come together with people coming in and out of your life or the studio or different situations,
yes,
I guess.
And that's right.
I don't know. Listening, I did get a sneak peek at the record, and it's a feel-good record. And in this particular day and age, the overall vibe and just turn on the television and it's there, unfortunately, right. or the headlines. But it is really a record full of humility and even forgiveness, love, laughter. And we heard The Secrets of the Pyramids, the tune you just played. What do you want to do next off of the new album?
I think I'll do this song called I'll Forgive You If You Don't.
I'll forgive you if you don't. I'll still be here if you won't. Want to tell me that you feel the same way too? You could go on all night long, and on and on. Tell me anything you want, I'll forgive you if you don't. To leave the friend zone and keep everything just the way it is. Are we on the same page? Have we gotten to that stage? Do you feel the haw-haw-haw? I'll forgive you if you don't.
Music of Jim Lauderdale, I'll Forgive You If You Don't.
That song, along with 11 others, appear on From Another World, the new Jim Lauderdale album out on Yep Rock Records today. It is available. We are inside Studio J, Sean McHugh, morning music curator, and Jim Lauderdale.
Jim, once again, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Sean.
The new record is full of love, empathy, humility. It's really a feel-good record in after my first spin or two. And it does give you an overall positive feeling.
Good
outlook
I'm
on things.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I know it's not always that easy.
Right.
to produce and come up with some of these types of feelings.
Yes.
And I know now 33 records out. it's not always easy. No. So the songwriting process can be extremely difficult, and sometimes things come quick, sometimes things just don't come.
Right.
Are there places that you go, whether it's a physical location or...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you need to write?
Oddly enough, it seems like the two places I've lived in Nashville, the kitchen area, okay. and near the kitchen is kind of... Stuff just starts coming to me.
All right.
Ideas. I guess literally things start cooking for me as a songwriter in the kitchen. But
makes sense.
But I make a trip every year out to the desert okay. out in California. And when I lived out in Los Angeles, I'm a big Graham Parsons
oh, yeah.
nut. And yeah. so I started going out to the Joshua Tree area mm-hmm. where Graham would go. And so that's a place I've written a lot of songs. I do a gig out there and then spend a few days and just walk around. I kind of block off that time so there's no distractions. And I can't get cell phone service at this area I stay at and things like that. So it's a really good time and it's really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting landscape, these Joshua trees, these kind of, they look kind of like big cactuses. And the sand, sometimes it looks like you're on Mars or something.
Okay.
And my favorite time to go out there is when there's a full moon, and then you can see everything. You can look down. I look down at my notebook and I write, you know, by the light of the moon.
All natural moon,
yes.
moonlight.
So I really like that. And as I've been... doing this bluegrass record with the North Carolina-based record, it's being in North Carolina. I got a lot of the ideas for this. I've got a place in Flat Rock, mm-hmm. North Carolina,
yeah.
so I get to go there occasionally. And so these melodies started coming out, and then at Merlefest, a bunch of them
okay.
came out. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Jim Lauderdale inside the School Kids Records Studio J this morning. From Another World, Jim's latest record. Jim, you want to play another one off the new one?
Sure.
You think you know everything, but you don't know lots of things. I know 'cause one time I was just like you. If the words come out before you think, then you know not of what you speak, and you come off sounding like a fool. If you believe you're always right, you're wrong and that's an oversight. Nobody's right that much of the time. If you've got all the answers, who's asking all the questions? No one can get a word in edgewise. Listen, listen, listen. Try not to talk for a while. Listen, listen, listen. Even though that's really not your style. I've walked a mile in your shoes, but I got tired of being you. Ended up just talking to myself. Maybe insecurities done you like it did to me. Afraid you're not good enough inside. Listen, listen, listen. Try not to talk for a while. Listen, listen, listen. listen, even though it's really not your style. You think you know everything, but you don't know lots of things. I know, 'cause one time I was just like you. Let's keep that between ourselves. Some things you don't have to tell, 'cause later on, 'cause here comes you know who. You think you know everything, but you don't know lots of things. You think you know everything.
Listen, the title of that tune off of From Another World by Jim Lauderdale.
The record is out today. Pick it up. Really excited for this. His 33rd album, From Another World, on Yep Rock Records.
33rd. Yes, folks, give it a listen.
The title of the track. Yes, listen. Great story, too. And Yep Rock Records will release From Another World from Jim Lauderdale. And Jim, really appreciate bringing your gear and playing some tunes.
Sean. Thank you. Doing what you're doing and for having this outlet of the kind of music you're playing for the folks in Raleigh.
And we're having a blast, too. We're a year old now. We've been on the air a year.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. And just be able to do things like what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. is pretty special, and it's a lot of fun. Jim Lauderdale inside the School Kids Records Studio J session. We've heard a few new tunes, Jim. What about some stuff from some previous releases?
Okay,
would you like
yeah.
to play something from an older record?
That'd be great, and because I haven't been by with stuff from my last record, Time Flies.
Violet softly stirring morning time, then the edge of evening too, lays a blanket out across the sky, covering everything within her view. Violet rays from your way first appear, makes me wanna see you more. Orange and purple clouds will hold you near, then you have to leave just like before. Waves to come until they're all gone. What's the sun been trying to do? Oh, stand, talk a while after we're still, before you turn back into blue. Violet, your vibration feels like a touch that I once knew. They say that you're the highest light of all, and you get to be a flower too. waves to come. After they're all gone, what's the sun been trying to do? I'll stay and talk a while after we're still, before you turn back into blue.
From Time Flies, that was Violet, Jim Lauderdale, on that station, 95.7, your local app station, and heard throughout the Triangle on the radio. Jim Lauderdale joining me. Jim, I won't keep you too much longer.
Well, that's all right.
It has been a lot of fun.
It has, Sean. Thank you.
Absolutely. And From Another World, available on Yep Rock Records, played a few tunes from the new one. Can I get one more out of you?
Of course.
Awesome.
Sure.
City's spreading out so fast, there's no stopping, I guess. Been too many bets, there'd be no country left. Glad they didn't finish the job of wiping out the buffalo. The train that they built to rob went through when the promise broke. The road is a river and a river is a road. The road is a river and a river is a road. I've got to get a hand on my head, all right, of what might happen overnight. The road is a river, river is a road. The road is a river and a river is a road. The road is a river and a river is a road. The road is a river and a river is a road. I've got to get a handle my head all right of what just happened. A body in pain, moaning underneath our feet, oil flowing through her veins, floods of people swimming up the street. The road is a river and a river is a road. The road is a river and a river is a road. The road is a river and a river is a road. The road is a river and a river is a road.
What a way to wrap up our School Kids Records Studio J with Jim Lauderdale. Beautiful. Thank you very much,
Sean,
Jim.
I can't thank you enough.
If that didn't wake you up. For those listening, just joining us, Jim Lauderdale performing live inside the School Kids Records Studio J. The road is a river.
Well, I hope that these songs have gently woken up people and now you're ready.
Ready to take on the day.
Yeah.
The album is called From Another World. It is out today on Yep Rock Records. And you never know. Follow along on our social sites as well as thatstation.net. You just may have an opportunity to win a copy or two of the new Jim Lauderdale.
And we'll look for some dates, hopefully in the in the fall.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I'll be here for IBMA.
Definitely. World of Bluegrass.
I come here every year for IBMA, and because bluegrass is part of my thing, and I'm so glad it's here in Raleigh.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure we'll have it here for
the
foreseeable future.
Yes, and because I'll tell you what, that I thought they did a great job in Kentucky, and I think they did a good job in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I, you know, of course, live there, and it's very convenient just to drive downtown. But they didn't. Nashville gets so many conventions, which I'm sure Raleigh does as well. But it didn't
have a pop.
Nashville didn't fight for it.
Yeah,
and Raleigh really wanted it, and you can tell. You know, coming from out of town here, it is just it's perfect. The whole setup. Is perfect the way it's laid out, and
it really is.
I'm just really happy for it to be here, and I've not talked to anybody that comes to IBMA that my musician friends that don't want it here.
Yeah, from all over the world, folks.
Yes,
folks are come for the IBMA festival, which we'll be here before you know it, and we'll have to catch up.
Yes.
Catch up then, Jim.
For sure.
So if you're just tuning in this morning and want to hear any of the School Kids Records Studio J session with Jim Lauderdale that you may have missed, you can, of course, listen back to it at your convenience on thatstation.net. Jim, once again, thanks
Sean,
for your
thank
time.
Thank you, man. Thanks a lot.